Janae, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Dana, how are we doing? Good.
Good morning.
Yeah. It is a bright, cheery morning. Look at that.
It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Going to be a little warm this afternoon, but that's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Won't mind that. It's better than cold, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Right. Yeah. Chamber chat today features what?
We're flipping the tables. We're featuring KLFD Radio.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because they're one of our elite chamber members, and so we're just going to see what you guys have to say.
Should we talk to the owner?
Yeah.
She's not here. But when in her absence, we'll talk to Steve Gretsch.
If I have to.
Yeah, we have to. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want us to talk
position?
About? Yeah, well, that was going to get mentioned.
Yeah, we have a gentleman who is tipped over the, 75-year-old, and he's decided maybe he just wants to play and retire. So we have a sales position open.
Yeah, we have a sales position open here. Anybody who wants to work, that wants to actually, it's not torture.
No.
It's not real hard work. And sales position, you get to go out and visit with everybody and just network with the community and
communities.
Have everybody, just help their businesses grow their bottom line as well. So if anybody's interested, just stop by the station here and we'll visit with you.
You don't have to have a master's degree in psychology to do it.
No, you just want to go meet people.
Right.
I mean, it's a social job, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really is.
As far as the paperwork end of it, on the inside, we've got lots of help here, and it's not hard. It's easy. And
what I always felt is that in 78, I came to town when the radio station was right over there as a... And the big word was on your business card, account executive.
Right.
Hey, I was a salesman. I was a peddler. But when I moved on from that job many years later, I always felt, and I went to selling automobiles. I always felt, if I can sell air, I can sell something. Something you can touch, I mean, seriously, and we'll show you the value of what air really means, and then it's commission based for the most part, and then your income is up to you. How many people that you can impress to utilize our services, and we'll take care of the ads, and away we go, right?
That's the bottom line, pretty much, yeah. And
yeah.
People can do very well if you're looking for, and that you're retiring. Let's say somebody at a retirement age. Mm-hmm. And I won't even throw an age at that because some people do it at 50, 55, 60, all different numbers, 70.
Yep. Right.
And somebody's looking for some income.
Right.
I mean, there's options.
Right.
We can always take a look and visit with anybody about the program.
Right. So, and you don't have to, know a lot of stuff about on-air experience. You just need to understand what we're doing, and we'll teach that all to you. And then move you out and say, hey, let's go see some clients, and you'll have ones that are on the air. You'll have ones, so it's a built-in already.
Right.
And then ones to develop, like all the other salesmen do. So.
Radio industry, I suppose you want to know just a little bit, maybe, because we don't talk a lot of inside radio, outside radio.
Right.
Every time there's a, let's say, a new president, a regime change at the top.
Right.
They'll hire a new, FCC person.
Mm-hmm.
FCC's really getting bogged down with a lot, not so much, it used to be mainly radio and stuff, but now there's so much other stuff with
podcasts,
all that, all the computer stuff that's out there. But the radio industry is still the number one way to reach people out there. People say, well, we're going to use some social media deal. Well,
right.
But not a lot, not everybody uses that social media platform.
Right.
Or, whether it's a Facebook or a Twitter or X or whatever it is.
And a small market radio station is, we always thought, oh, man, that's going to go away because FM came around. And this was, of course, in the 70s. FM was going to destroy your local radio station because they were going to be 70 miles of coverage. All of a sudden, the FM and the big cities are not doing so well. But guess what's steady? You're a little local, mm-hmm. you know, small town, 7,000 population type town radio stations.
Yeah, and when you look at what we have to do for compliances and stuff, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but things can get very difficult, and you spend a lot of extra time doing things. And then when you get some, whoever's running the country decides, well, and they're more, all in all, they're all fairly friendly to the broadcast mm-hmm. industry.
Right.
And some are just not as crazy on the sticklers or just the regulations and stuff like that. And I guess the big one right now that's going around in the radio industry is the public radio stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. NPRs and...
Yeah, to give just a brief history on that, public radio is one thing. Public broadcasting in general, especially on TV, is another thing. Those were supposed to be, contributing sponsors, basically philanthropists that were donating right. to those operations. Somewhere along the line, the ads were not ads, they were mentions. Somewhere along the line, they decided, no, we're going to let them full ads, 30-second ads, minute ads, changed everything for the commercial broadcast industry, and all of a sudden they were getting money from the federal government. Well, ours goes the other way. We pay into the federal government. You pay 12, 14, 18, depending on your size market, it can be $100,000 a year just to be able to play music. Now imagine that. You got no income out of that. It's mm-hmm. all outgo. Because you pay to what's known as ASCAP, BMI, mm-hmm. industries like this, that they want their money because they want their royalties. I get that. Mm-hmm. But fact is, the public broadcasting has never had that nailed upon them as we
have. No, plus they get funding. They have the best equipment. The public radios have the best equipment. And now yeah. they're out peddling just like... or commercial station.
Sure.
And so right now the word is they want to stop sending money mm-hmm. and let them compete because they are competing.
Right.
But they have the best equipment better than anybody that owns a private station
yeah.
like us. We can't afford to get the equipment they have.
Right.
In fact, that piece of equipment you got, your CD deck there, that was a throwaway from a station. And you look at that, Woody, and you go, that's like brand new. And it is. It's hardly ever been used.
That came from a public broadcast station. And, man, I said, I'd kill to have that one at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So I ended up buying it through an engineer.
Right.
Who happens to work at one of those stations.
Yeah.
Up in St. John's.
So that's kind of the bad news. The good news is, I think, in the middle 80s, our area found out what it's like to have blackened the airwaves. It went dead. The owner said, no, I'm going to my radio station down in Florida, and goodbye. So there was a couple of years where there was no broadcast out of this town. People kind of found out, well, I guess I do listen to that station. I guess there are some pretty important things on that radio station. And so after that, with a couple of my old buddies from the 70s, that bought it and then sold it to Mr. Gretsch, who's spent his family spent a lifetime in the radio business. We're back, we're running, and we like your support, but we want to make sure we're offering a product to let you give us your support out there.
Well, yeah, just like Chamber Chat.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep. Where else are you going to get this information
yeah.
when you have all the people come in and talk about the businesses and yep. stuff?
And we are the immediate medium. I mean, we're not once every 7 days, and that's not to criticize the paper because we also found out what it's like to not have them. Mm-hmm. But we are very different than them in the medium world and with the broadcast media. We got this announcement a moment ago. Okay, good luck to our boys and girls track and field members. You can't get that announcement out to the masses any quicker than with radio. So there you go.
So yeah, and it's always, you know, ever since I've been up here, what is it, 19 years?
Huh?
Almost 20 maybe.
I got 11 like on the second day back.
So it's like, yeah, we've been part of the chamber and it'll do a lot of things with the chamber whenever mm-hmm. we can, you know, do what we can do with the chamber.
Yeah.
So it's always neat. To deal with, you know, the local towns and keeping everything local here.
All right. So, yeah, if you want to make from $1 to $1 million, get a hold of Steve Gretsch. Well, it's somewhere in there.
Well, you and I both be cheering for that million-dollar customer or sales guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, you'd
really have a new chair over there.
Oh, man, yeah. I'd get rid of my Timex and get a Rolex, you know, things like that. So, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Mr. Gretsch, a lot of people, when they hear you and I on in the morning, they don't realize they got the owner on, but that's who it is. And that's how small town radio works, and we'd sure like to have someone hop on board and join our sales team as Steve will be leaving at the end of the month, pretty much. So we'll hey, give him a lot of credit for a gentleman that's 76 years old. I mean, it's okay that he's retiring.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff. Anything else you want to add, big giant man?
No. That's about it. I just want to thank the Chamber for inviting me on today.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All right. Back to the Chamber. Now, you two, what have we got?
Right. Well, first of all, thank you for all you guys do. Sure. And for anybody that's interested in doing any sort of advertisement or a radio show, it is incredibly easy. You guys make it seamless.
We hope so.
Yeah, you do. You really make it easy. So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
But on the Chamber side of things, Monday, June 30th is our big golf scramble fundraiser. So we are gearing up for that and kind of fine-tuning all those last details. And then from there, we are going into fall, and we have fallen into Fun Fest.
Right.
Saturday, September 20th. Mm-hmm. We're adding some new things this year, but we'll have face painting, music. We're going to do a raffle this year, which is new.
Yeah.
And we're going to have bounce houses. There's going to be a craft show, food vendors, really anything you could imagine. We're going to try to get here.
All right. And turn your hat the other way and put the Visitors Bureau hat on 1 week from today.
1 week from today.
Wow.
And the weather's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have 12 bands marching, 11 competing, food vendors starting at 11:30 on 6th Street. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a beautiful day.
There you go. Absolutely. Dana, anything you want to add out there? Maybe some contact information, things like that.
We are located on North Sibley at 219, right across the street from the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there usually 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Sure.
Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be reached at 320-693-8184.
There you go.
And the website is lich@lich.com.
There. Beautiful. We did it.
We did it.
We made it through, even though we had a crappy interview. I mean, other than that, we did it.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, that'll happen. Well, thanks for coming in, and thanks for joining us this morning on Chamber Chat.